Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Nick's, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. We've dressed over 20,000 wedding parties, and most of our business comes from referrals. Why? Because we make it so easy. Tight timeline? No problem. Groomsmen scattered all over? We got you. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Come see me at Nick's Menswear, and let's make this the easiest win for your wedding planning. Nick's Menswear, your friend in style.
I love Saquon Barkley. He's an Eastern PA guy, Penn State guy, Eagles guy. It would be very, very hard for me to make an argument that he's more valuable than Lamar Jackson or Josh Allen. Very hard. As great as he is, I think he's not as valuable as Lamar Jackson and Josh Allen are.
There was Odyssey insider Ross Tucker joined me and Derek last segment. If you missed any of that, that's over on the Odyssey app or on our website, WGR550.com. And that's the thing. I think that was a lot of fun.
I loved that.
Yeah, Ross is great.
First time interacting with him.
Every week his segments on
10
WGR.
10 out of 10, no notes.
They're some of my favorite in the 3-4 years I've worked here. Weekly, some of my favorite.
Yeah.
And I look forward to him every single week. I think he's spot on, though, with the thoughts on running backs, the MVP. And that's my thing, too. Like, I've loved the seasons McCaffrey had last year. Henry and Saquon have had this year. Ashton Jeanty this year in college.
Yeah.
But it is always tough for me to give either the quote-unquote most valuable player or anything like that award to a running back because the value just is not there.
Yeah.
And that's where, for me, like, I know there's a lot of discourse for the Heisman. You know, that's why I brought up Jeanty there. But, like, Travis Hunter was an all-time talent playing receiver and cornerback. And being elite at both, and he's likely going to be a top five pick. Jeanty will also be a first round pick. His difference was more who he played against and everything like that. Where with quarterbacks, you know, looking back, Derek, like we've been talking a lot about the MVP today, both on and off the air. Looking at though the last 25, 26 years of the MVP,
here we go.
You know, it's a weird award because there have been running backs that win it. Quite a lot. Not many in our lifetimes or our like adult years. It's been predominantly a quarterback award at that point.
In our
point.
Careers, I should say.
In our careers.
Probably the most accurate way to say
it. In our careers especially. It's been a quarterback-only award. The last running back to win it was 2012 with Adrian Peterson.
Yes.
But even before before that, though, like you're looking at Sean Alexander, LaDainian Tomlinson. I mentioned Adrian Peterson. Then you get back to Marshall Faulk and Terrell Davis, Barry Sanders, Emmitt Smith, Thurman Thomas, the last Buffalo Bill to win an MVP. And that's, you know, 91. There's been a lot of running backs that have won the award, not really recently. Now, on that recently, though, and this is something we haven't been able to talk about much today, and I want to jump into it, is as much as we're having this discourse about the MVP and everything like that, and yes, as a Bills fan, I want to see Josh Allen win one purely for the idea of him adding that to his resume.
Right.
To having that accolade, something that can't be taken away. I do not want a co-MVP. I do not want a co-MVP.
No.
That's disgusting and gross.
Ready? That's something that I hope doesn't happen.
Worse than sports ties. Although, talking with Sal Capaccio earlier today on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show, that can't be like just something that is, you know, retroactively given to two guys. The voting would have to be
split down the middle. And considering how they make the math with the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, that's really tough to do. So to see what happened with that co-MVP with Manning and McNair, it's highly improbable.
Yes.
Not impossible, but highly improbable. So I doubt that that will happen because there are enough people that like to push a narrative with their votes instead that's not going to happen. There are biases. And Ross had said it. Like, the context isn't always there.
Yeah. But it is interesting looking at the MVP award and its history.
That said, before you get to the point that I know you needed, that you're dying to get out there right now, if Allen doesn't have a good game against the Jets, we're probably done here.
Oh, it's back on. Like, I mean, like, it'll fully flip to, I think Lamar will have minus
Lamar
money.
Jackson and, as your favorite.
I think so.
And especially if he doesn't play well in a win and the Bills shut it down. Because Lamar has to play for the 3 seed.
Yep.
And the title. And Josh Allen's last 2 performances would be subpar football.
Yep.
I feel like that is, if he doesn't play well against the Jets, which, trust me, I want nothing more than to slap around the Jets.
Hey, football fans, are you obsessed with the game?
Oh, yeah.
Do you find yourself looking for breakdowns from every angle? For those who can't get enough, subscribe to Brian Baldinger's podcast, The Best Football Show, where he discusses the top teams and players from around the league each week.
That's what I watched this week, a dominant performance.
New episodes drop every weekday, including Trench Talk Tuesdays with former NFL lineman Mark Schlereth. Make sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
But if he doesn't do it, we're probably done here.
Probably.
Lamar's probably getting MVP number 3, and it will be deserved.
I will say
foot on the gas.
That maybe isn't the worst thing.
That said, you are absolutely right.
Historically, and I'm saying historically, we're going from
recent history.
Yeah, 99 to now, because that's recent history, and it's more telling of what
the last
25
years.
Two players have won the MVP and the Super Bowl in the same years. As I mentioned, 99, Kurt Warner.
And really, greatest show on turf.
And really, if you want to go back to 98, Terrell Davis, we're at 3 players.
Yes.
But 99, Kurt Warner, greatest show on turf. Actually starts a trio of Rams winning the MVP, by the way, because Marshall Faulk wins it in 2000. Warner wins it again in 01.
Mm-hmm.
And then Mahomes in 22 are the only players in the 2000s to win it in the same year they won the Super Bowl.
Of course, that guy would be the one to break it.
Now, listen to some of the names, though, that have MVPs. I mentioned Warner gets second one. I mentioned Faulk. Rich Gannon, 2002 with the Raiders.
Infamously gets blown out.
By his former head coach in Gruden. Peyton Manning and Steve McNair. Co-MVPs, neither of them win it.
That's funny. There are 2 MVPs, and we just mentioned the statistical unlikelihood of it. And speaking of statistics, now there's more chances for the MVP to make the Super Bowl and win it.
Nope. I believe neither of them even made the Super Bowl. So, yeah, 03, yeah, that's a
Correct.
Patriots year.
Yeah, it's a Patriot. Dude.
Manning in 04, arguably one of, and still is, one of the greatest passing seasons of all time. If we're looking at passer rating, QB rating, touchdowns, interception ratio, yards, everything. 04, Manning is one of the best. No Super Bowl. Sean Alexander in 05. I think, like, famously one of, like, a very quick spurt of a career. But damn, was it good. Obviously, no Super Bowl. LaDainian Tomlinson in 06. That's the record-breaking
That's the Chargers being that favorite, and then they
fall apart. Arguably one of the more talented teams of the 2000, like 2012, where those Charger teams, how good they were. Tom Brady in 07, famously undefeated in the regular season. Did not play particularly well for most of the playoffs, Brady in particular, and then losing the Super Bowl. Manning in 08,
nope.
Manning in 09, loses it to Drew Brees. Tom Brady in 10, nope. Aaron Rodgers in 11, a year after his Super Bowl win. They go 15-1, out in the divisional round. Adrian Peterson in 2012. Infamously does not get the rushing records, finishes 8 yards short because his team was led by Christian Ponder at quarterback and needed to kick a last second field goal to win the game.
They needed it. That was right.
Against a Green Bay team that will ultimately beat them in the wild card round pretty handedly. Peyton Manning in 13, one of the greatest offenses of all time in those Denver Broncos teams. He's beaten by Seattle, I believe, that year. Then we get a run here. Aaron Rodgers in 14. I think he loses to the Seahawks in the NFC Championship.
Yep.
Cam Newton in 15 loses in the Super Bowl.
Yep.
2016, Matt Ryan loses in the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
2017, Tom Brady. That is going to be the Nick Foles year.
Loses in the Super Bowl.
Funny enough, Carson Wentz, if he doesn't tear his ACL, wins that MVP. And you don't know, there maybe is a third player on this list that wins MVP and Super Bowl in the same year. But Brady wins it in 17, loses in the Super Bowl after what was a historic performance in a loss. 500 yards, like 4 touchdowns. He was amazing. Mahomes in 18, they lose in the AFC Championship to New England Patriots.
Yep.
D Ford lining up offsides. Lamar Jackson in 2019, they lose in the divisional round to Tennessee, I believe that was.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Aaron Rodgers in 20 and 21, early playoff exits both. Some of his more I mean, truly impressive years, regular season-wise.
Yeah, and then brutal playoff collapses from his team.
Yep, 22, as I mentioned. Mahomes does ultimately go on and win the Super Bowl. And
thanks, Kermit.
And then 23, Lamar Jackson, in a weird year where his stats really didn't show how good he was, but the team was truly dominant.
But unfortunately, no matter who it was,
he loses to Kansas City.
Even that one with the murky debate of, like, if Allen should have won it that year, or if Dak should have won it, or Lamar should have won it. Dak Prescott and the Cowboys go out in the wild card round as the 2 seed, the first one to do that under this format, and allowing a 7 seed to win for the first time. Allen, obviously, loses in the divisional round to Kansas City.
Mm-hmm.
And Lamar loses in the championship round to Kansas City.
I think I'm right back on it, though, where I was like this maybe
God, they're so annoying.
I was like this like a year ago, where I was somebody that was like, I actually don't want Allen to win the MVP until the Super Bowl is done.
Yes.
Because the numbers had told me for years, actually, he won't win the Super Bowl the year he wins the MVP.
Only Patrick Mahomes has broken that curse, quote unquote.
But I think that was the year, too, where I was like, never mind, he can do it. Because Mahomes had, quote unquote, broken the curse. I actually don't know. It seems to be that the Chiefs kind of are just the ultimate outlier. It's tough to ever look at them and go build your team like them. The last 2 years they've won the Super Bowl, their offenses have been very good.
No.
They've been mainly run by their defense and being exceptionally good on third down, mainly this year, especially during their bad run where they were almost or at 50% completion rate on third down. They were absurd. In terms of getting first downs, getting to third and manageables, even with a not great run game and a non-explosive offense, and now they're starting to pick it up. They do seem to be that ultimate outlier. And so that's where, if you can take one bit of solace, if Allen is not to win the MVP, whether it be he doesn't play that well against the Jets, but they still win, they're kind of shutting the season down because they know they're going to get the 2, and ultimately the Ravens had to keep fighting to get to the 3, or even just to win the AFC North, the one bit of solace is that two times in 25 years, the MVP has won the Super Bowl in the same year.
Yes.
And those are some quarterbacks that I mentioned. Rodgers, 5 times. Manning, 5 times. Brady, 3 times? Historic seasons by Cam Newton in 2015. Matt Ryan, one of the more efficient seasons in 2016. Mahomes, his first season started in 18. 50 touchdowns, nada.
Yeah. Now, you know what? Now that you say it.
I'm not saying I'm actively rooting for him to lose it. I am saying, though, if there's one bit of solace, history tells me that might actually be a good thing for the team overall.
Yeah.
Maybe not perfect, but a glimmer of hope of, okay.
A nice little consolation note, because again, there is that requirement. Allen does need to play well against the New York Jets here because these voters are living in the moment a lot, and they are box score watching if they're covering another team, for example.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, he does need to play well against the New York Jets if he's going to win this. Because if not, well, hey, guess what? You just gave me a nice little nugget of information that is going to make that feel a whole heck of a lot better.
Mm-hmm. And that's all really I'm here for.
And that's what I'm here for.
So I'm just a therapist, you know?
That's what the job is sometimes here. We're supposed to be here to help get people.
I have no
out of
credentials. I have no credentials, but I'm just a therapist. That's all I do.
We have no credentials, but we have microphones.
I am looking though at the split between McNair and Manning. Okay, it's a little bit closer than I thought.
Mm-hmm.
McNair had thrown 24 touchdown passes. I'm like, now how is he splitting with Manning? Manning only threw 29. He went 12.
Numbers were not as insane as they are now.
Yeah, he went 12-4. McNair played 2 less games, but went 10-4. And also did have, I think, 4 rushing touchdowns as well.
Yes.
And then the next year, Manning literally throws 20 more touchdown passes. The 04 season. I could watch highlights for that season all the time.
And like you said, that was a year unlike many others. And to think, that comes 1 year after he threw 29.
He actually doesn't even touch 40 touchdown passes again until that 2013 season that I mentioned, where he throws 55, only 10 picks.
And that's when rules were kind of starting to favor passing attacks. They started to. But when Manning did that in 04, they weren't really like that yet.
No, Marino was still the guy in 84 to throw 48.
Running backs are cogs in your machines. Like, Alexander wins an MVP the next year. LT the year after that. Like, it was still a different day and age when he put up those numbers in 2004.
Yeah. 803-0550, the number 2 call. Zach Jones and Derek Kramer sitting in for Shope and the Bulldog. This is WGR.